From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Bomb blast in Nigeria just misses the president. A bomb exploded outside a stadium in northern Nigeria on Monday, just minutes after President Goodluck Jonathan left a campaign rally at the site. Police say at least one female suicide bomber was involved in the attack in the town of Gombe. Rescue workers say a second female bomber may have also died in the blast. 18 people were treated for injuries at a local hospital. There is no claim of responsibility for the bombing. The United States has not made a decision on whether to provide Ukraine with lethal military assistance in its fight against Russia-backed separatists. According to State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki, no options have been taken on or off the table. The New York Times says a report by 8 former senior American officials urging the United States to send $3 billion in defensive arms and equipment to Ukraine is fueling the broader debate in Washington. Fighting has been raging in the self-declared separatist regions of Donetsk and Luhansk. Yemeni tribal and security officials say that U.S. drone strike Monday killed at least 4 suspected al-Qaeda insurgents. It would be the 3rd American drone attack in a week. Authorities say this latest attack targeted a car that may have been loaded with arms and explosives. An Egyptian court sentenced 183 supporters of the Muslim Brotherhood to death on charges of killing about 15 policemen following the 2013 ouster of President Mohamed Morsi. The charges were related to an attack in August 2013. A large-scale trial of 2 potential Ebola vaccines is starting in Liberia as part of a global effort to prevent a repeat of the epidemic that's killed almost 9,000 people in West Africa. The study got underway Monday at a hospital in the capital, Monrovia. This is VOA News. Al Jazeera journalist Peter Grest says it was a relief to be freed from an Egyptian prison, but that he is concerned about the 2 colleagues left behind in jail.
I can't tell you how relieved I am at being free. I mean, I really didn't expect that. We were settling in for a period of months behind prison for the retrial, and so to be out now today with just a few minutes' notice, really, is just extraordinary.
In an interview with Al Jazeera Monday, Grest said his release is a massive step forward for Egypt, and he hopes the country will keep going down this path with Al Jazeera's Bahir Mohamed and Mohamed Fahmy. Egypt deported Grest back to his home in Australia Sunday, releasing him from more than a year's imprisonment after his conviction for allegedly aiding the banned Muslim Brotherhood. A senior U.S. diplomat on a visit to Sri Lanka pledged support for the new government's plans for political and economic reforms. Anjana Pasricha reports.
U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Nisha Biswal met Sri Lanka's Foreign Minister Mangala Samaravira in Colombo Monday, after which the Sri Lankan official reiterated the message being sent out by his government since its surprise victory last month.
And we want to raise the relationship between our 2 new countries to a new level of cordiality.
Biswal reciprocated warmly, saying Sri Lanka can count on the U.S. to be a partner and friend in the way forward. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
President Barack Obama sent a $4 trillion spending proposal to Congress that calls for higher taxes on the wealthy, an end to mandated spending cuts, and more money to help the middle class. President Obama acknowledged many of his proposals will face opposition from Republicans in Congress.
Now, I know there are Republicans who disagree with my approach. And I've said this before. If they have other ideas for how we can keep America safe, grow our economy, while helping middle-class families feel some sense of economic security, I welcome their ideas.
With the U.S. economy improving, Mr. Obama is calling for a one-time 14% tax on overseas corporate profits. The tax would help pay for nearly $500 billion in improvements to the nation's highways, deteriorating bridges, and other key infrastructure. A 93-year-old former Auschwitz death camp guard is expected to go on trial in Germany in April. Charged with at least 300,000 counts of accessory to murder of those sent to the camp from May to July 1944. German defendant Oskar Grönig, then a member of the Nazi Waffen-SS, has openly talked about the time he served as a bookkeeper at Auschwitz. He admitted to have witnessed atrocities, but denies to have committed any himself. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.